Thank you, Will. Will, are you still there? Will? I guess Will has signed off. He has some things, projects to do tomorrow, and I thank him for the time that he stayed on the broadcast. And we're talking about Little Red Riding Hood, and Little Red Riding Hood is a phenomenon to those people out here in the Patriot community. I had talked to Malachi Vanunu, and he had told me about his Little Red Riding Hood episode where he went out to get a pack of cigarettes, and there was this woman that stared there and glanced at him and kept looking at him, and he was like looking at her and trying to figure out if he knew her. And anyway, he went across and asked her if he knew her. She was very attractive to him. And anyway, they started talking, and the next thing they were in the cab, and the next thing they were in a romantic equation, and she was an Israeli spy. He didn't know that. He thought she was his girlfriend. She went to visit her brother and took him with. That's when he was chloroformed, thrown in the back of a vehicle, tied to a chair, harassed, tortured, and in his mind, he sat there wondering what happened to his girlfriend. He was worried about her and wanted to rescue her. And then he found out that she was an Israeli spy sent to set him up, bring him back to Israel, where he was locked up for 18 years. That's Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood is could be somebody you marry. Yeah, a lot of these people have been compromised by the government. Compromised by the government, set up in a situation where they might go and do jail time, or they don't have the money to pay back something, or it is a situation where they did something to set them up and put them into a situation of either you do this or you die type of situation. So they will do anything, including sell their soul to do what they need to do to stay alive. That means to compromise you, put you into being a victim, destroying your work, destroying everything that is dear to you or the Patriot community or whatever it is that you're involved in. That's a Little Red Riding Hood. They come in different shapes and forms, and the way they operate is you might be on the phone, you might see an ad in the newspaper, and they intercept your ad. You call up. You think you're calling a number. Somebody's on the line listening to you anyway at that particular time, and they know that you're making a call to a number in regards to ad that you're looking at. So they redirect the call to one of their agents, and their agents set up a scenario making you believe that what you're talking to is what you called, and when it's actually something else, and they create an environment of Little Red Riding Hood, and you go in, and the wolf devours you. If you don't spot the wolf before he does his thing. Then another thing they do is, in a Little Red Riding Hood concept, is you meet some people and they tell you all these things, these wonderful things of what they can do and who they are and what they're about, and you believe them. And the scenario can be something that's been set up for years and you think that they're real. And these people are Little Red Riding Hoods, basically set in to disrupt. I recall the situation of Betty Chavez, Malcolm X's widow, and I was very suspicious of what happened because of the time that this thing happened with her grandson. Happened just on the heels of her going to a subcommittee hearing on the annihilation of civil rights bill. Three things, three elements began, turned into another Little Red Riding Hood, and then she was... We'll talk more when we come back after this commercial. 800-313-9443.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, we're back in this is RBN, the Dan Brewley Show, and my co-host, John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hey, what do you think about this situation of how the government creates these agencies to compromise people in the patriot community? And it can lead in the last factor is in regards to the coming after you for income tax evasion or causing you a situation that you don't have the money to pay taxes and you have to go before the IRS. In the last phase for them to come in and seize everything that you have.
Well, you know, I'm living it, and what's amazing is the people that touch you that you wouldn't think would do what they're doing. An incident was I have a schoolmate that we look alike even. I had a guy come up and shake my hand thinking it was my schoolmate friend. And it wasn't. His name's Steve Dunchy. He's part of the Bar Association here, and he's one of the young, upcoming major players of the area. And I know he belongs to the bar and is for a review and those kind of things. And so I approached him with my problem, and he out and out bold-faced lied to me. You know, I'm not part of the bar. I'm not, you know, I'm just not. I'm just a little lawyer. Well, it's a lie. He's in the paper listed as such. And that's just one instance of a person that touched me right from school, knows the situation, and has been directed to, you know, they've been directed to put me down apparently or whatever. You talk about Men in Black. I was making copies of IRS paperwork at the local copy shop. This guy was about 20 yards away from me, and all of a sudden started talking directly to me and said, "You've been a busy boy." And I was able to spin around and make an identification of who he was, a very articulate, dressed person, stocky, walked past me and out the door as if, you know, I had no idea who he was, never saw him before. And I'm going to call him a man in black, because that's exactly what he was. And he made a direct indication to me of what, you know, and as you've had people follow you, I've had people follow me. I'm going to tell you, the troopers have invisibility on their cars, or somebody does, because I pay attention to what's around me, especially at night. I'm going home a lot of times late at night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and there won't be nobody that I passed, and all of a sudden I got a car behind me. And he wasn't behind me instant before. I mean, there was no play he could catch up with me in the time that all of a sudden this light showed up. And I'm assuming that someone had an invisibility mechanism and came in on me. Now, you know, that sounds kind of hoaxy, but the more I've seen of these things going on, you know, my credit card's 96.93% interest. I can show you a copy of that. They've knocked it down since I made a complaint, and they've tripled my assessments on my tax base. Lots of things.
Everything to put you down, because, see, that's the game that they play with the Patriot community. They put you in a situation of total bankruptcy. And then the next thing they do is they set you up. And see, when I was a little girl, I don't know how profound it was for other people growing up. Like, you know, my dad was a musician, well-known. I was telling people today he played with Jimmy Krupa, Benny Goodman's band. He played with Ella Fitzgerald. He's buried right by Washington. Sorry, I can't think of her name right now. But Lady says it sings the blues. Duke Ellington. I met Duke Ellington countless numbers of times. He used to come to my house. Langston Hughes used to shoot pheasants, and he used to send pheasants and apples to us every fall. And I remember all these things. And you know, my dad was involved with Walter Winchell and some of the most prominent people. Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, was a family friend. Hubie Blake, and I can just name him, and I'll just count. Eddie Brackett, I can't think of his name. He used to be a comedian. Jack Benny, they were all friends of my father, you know, and I grew up in that, and it was amazing, you know. And then also he had this huge amount of people on the media side that he knew. And, you know, he was an entertainer and then media, you know, and accomplished pianist. And I met everybody. And I sat there listening to things that people were doing to people then. They were doing things and conspiring and shutting people down in the entertainment industry. They were shutting down people that weren't even doing anything. There were people locked up in jail that were innocent. There were people out there who were running for political office that they were blackmailing and conspiring against. And my dad had a huge archive of this stuff, and I read all of it. And I knew what was going on, and I heard this stuff when I was little. And the thing is, that kept me awake and alive to what is going on now, because it hasn't changed when I older. It's gotten worse. Because they're in your face with it now. Before, back then, you had some laws. There's no laws here because you have no judicial system. You have no way of fighting anything, because once you go in there, the spooks are in there too. The spooks are all over the place. So you go in and you fight a battle based on laws that actually exist, but everybody's on stand down because they've been told to, because they got clout through some spook that is connected with someone else in a little Red Riding Hood outfit that is a wolf. It's causing all these stupid things to go on. The Patriot community is very fragile right now, because most of the people in the Patriot community have been victims. Dan Statmar over here, he was a victim. He was trying to hold on. If this went down, a lot of things would have gone down, that he stood and fought. Because the thing is that the things people are doing out here isn't equated to any money. None of us have any money. None of us. The ones that do have money, though, they know who I'm talking about. They have money because they, you know, they do those things. They do things just to make money. the other ones out here. I don't have any time to put tapes out. I have no time to put books out. I have no time even for myself. Dan's got a family of 10. I got 6. That's not including myself. My daughter right now, as I talk to you, she's in the hospital. She went in the hospital. She was very, very ill. I just found out about that just before I did this broadcast. I've been in and out of the hospital, too, doing my broadcast, and there's people here now. I won't miss the meeting tomorrow with the homeless because I have to be there, but then this thing that happened this week shut down the opportunity I was trying to do with the homeless because I was getting them bicycles, and I was going to bring things to them because they walk 30 miles to come to try to get to me because the thing is I show them a ray of hope, and I just hope I can do what I had promised them to do tomorrow. I don't have any money. John, do I have money?
No.
Nothing. I work on a wind and prayer. The reason I do this, because, again, I don't want to be in a society that is run by this monstrosity. I'm not saying I want to leave here the way they want me to leave, and I'm not suicidal at all. So if you hear anything like that, it's a lie. If a family member did something to me, it was orchestrated because, again, they know how to manipulate your family. They can shoot waves through your house like the gentleman that talked about earlier. They have microwave guns that will disrupt your body and sound wave equipment that will make you go crazy. This is the reason people are doing things. You can't believe what is going on out here. And the patriots are still fighting. Crippled with no back. No back at all. The only back that they have is a few media sources that are here. RBN, Genesis, Truth Radio. A few other ones out there. They're on 365, other areas, shortwave, AM, microburst and things, community radio. Those are ones that are patriots. They're fighting for this cause. Nobody's got no money because there's no money to be made in this. And I am not going to make money off of people that are crippled and have been accused of things that I would never do because, again, I am disabled. I am sick. I'm very sick right now. I don't even want to discuss that. I have discussed it because the issue is the things that I've been accused of is just outrageous and beyond measure. John has been very supportive, doing what he can. Sometimes I cry when I'm in the hospital. I have no one that that's got my back. I know I got him and the people that listen to my show. They call me and check on me. And that makes me feel really glad because it feels like I've done something. And that's my reward, more than pay. So the bottom line is this little Red Riding Hood scenario I'm talking about happens to all of us out here that have been working in the victorious group of being patriots. And one we need to look at right now is the Brown family. Brown family is standing out there and they're being called right now tax evaders, tax protesters, whatever they want to call them. But they're standing ground because, again, they are sick and tired of the lie that's being perpetrated. I've mentioned here before and I mentioned again, I remember Joe Lewis, and Joe Lewis used to come to my house with his wife Marva. And he had all of these wonderful things and plans he had. He was black then in the 50s, and people hailed him because he was a marvelous fighter. And he decided to take that to another level and make a business instead of getting busted down and beat down to the point that he would not be able to be a person. So he opens a business. The old company, whatever, and I'll tell you what happened when we come back. 800-313-9443.
I found wellness company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne on RBN. And as a caller called in, and I wanted to say something, I was scared to say anything on here because, I've been through a lot this week, and I really don't want to talk about it. I'm handling what it is that I'm going through, but I'm doing a program, I've been working on this for quite a while too, with the homeless. The homeless situation out here is outrageous. They have to travel, some of them, up to 30 miles from pad site to pad site. They're not allowed to sleep in the parks. A lot of times they're chased out at gunpoint. They are not allowed to go to the train stations. They shut them down early. They don't want anyone to end the train stations because it's an eyesore. They're not allowed to go anywhere, to be honest with you. And the services out there, that though there have been $6.7 million spent in, a lot of it goes to food, but, you know, the area of housing is not there. It's not existing. There are programs out there, again, as I told you, the requirement for a homeless person to get into anything is outrageous. You know, you're already down and out there asking for Social Security cards, picture IDs, birth certificates, everything you can imagine down to identify who you are before you get any services. And it's just a little, and some of them can't get that much because there's so many that are homeless. So the thing is that, you know, I got one program I'm working on is giving them bicycles to get one to one pad site to the other. working on getting them phone numbers. That's what I'm doing. That's what was disturbed this week, because I was getting that together to give them phone numbers where they could receive messages, their own messages, instead of having these other setups that are making them still homeless. So again, you know, if you can aid in this, then you know what? I am not asking for money. I'm asking for you to go in your community and go and help a homeless person out by developing an in-group in your community. Like Will said, keep it local. Get those people together and use your skills and teach them some things that they can do to survive. And you'll be amazed to the reward you will get for doing that. And take away the label of homeless, because they should not be called homeless, because they're no different than you and I. We're about 2 inches from going that way. 2 inches. Maybe one day from going that way. Now, going back to the story, and oh, by the way, I want to give this to a listener. Somebody listens to me that wrote me letters, and I mentioned your name early. There's the National Alliance Against Racism and Political Oppression. National Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. The guy's name, the attorney, is Ted Pearson. Number is 312-939-2750. 312-939-2750. He handles things dealing with prisoners' issues. Maybe not licensed in your state, but then he might know someone in your state that can help you. Okay, so let me go back to the story about Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis, okay, and not only him, but a countless number of people my father knew. Red Fox was another family friend of my father, and I could go through a slew, black, white, whatever. All of them were taken out by IRS code because they had gone too far. I don't know if people out there know there's a cap on how much money you can make. Certain people cannot go over that cap. Once you get to over that cap, that's when you start getting investigated. There's things out here you wouldn't believe or imagine that they have out there all coded in to what you're doing. One guy asked me last week, John, he said to me, oh, I'm an actuary. And I told him what, I told him he used to do actuary work, and I told him what it was. And he said, oh, when I say that, nobody understands or knows what that is. It's unusual for me to know a person that understands that. But the thing is that they have people out here counting how many years you have to live. They have people out here watching what you do to consume food, what your habits are, like smoking cigarettes and drinking. They measure all of those things out, and they do estimates and totals to figure out exactly how long this particular population will live. Now, if they deem this population living to their 80s, it's going to be pragmatic, so they have to help it along, because the thing is, every millennium, there's a certain amount of population that has to be annihilated and removed. Now, they do it in various measures, and going back to Joe Lewis, Joe Lewis was eliminated because he went to the salary cap. He was not supposed to have all that money. He made a statement, made a mistake. A friend of mine had told me, he got up on the platform and talked about, I got so much money now, I don't know what to do with it. And then when he made that statement, certain people said, okay, we need to bring him down. So he used the IRS. Now, one of the things that they were mad at him about was he had testified in a Senate subcommittee hearing, and I have letters and information on that, for Jimmy Hoffa. And he got on there, and it made some people mad, so they needed to bring him down. Now, they've done that so often and so frequently, I saw that, and it kept me in a red alert status all my life. Now, today, look at the people in the Patriot Movement that have been attacked. We'll be back after this break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back, and it's Late Night with Deanne, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We're on simultaneously in South America, in Buenos Aires, and again, Claudia Nelson. You need to go on the websites and read her columns. If you go on my bloggers, you'll find it there. If you go to Internet Cafe, she's there. She writes very prolific stories about what's going on in this White House and what is going on overseas, the things that you need to know are actually causing the direction that is going on in this country. Claudia Nelson, a friend of mine, and I thank you. By the way, I also have a number of individuals that are in the media, the international, in various countries, in Russia, in various areas, and I thank them for, you know, the information they provide and coming on my broadcast from time to time. So, anyway, John, what do you think about this scenario, Little Red Riding Hood, and the situation of conspirators forcing people into every level of nightmares in the last final phase is what the Brown family is going through, using the IRS to shut them down? John, are you there? John? I think I lost John. John, are you there? John? anyway, I thought I guess something happened with the connection with John, but again, these things have gone on I don't know how long, and it's just really, really sad. I remember, too, the original Rat Pack, people always equated to being Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra met my father. That's kind of interesting, too. They were friends. Frank Sinatra used to manage a fighter, and my mother managed a fighter, too, in New York. And that's how they met. My mother and Frank Sinatra met, that was. And then my dad knew him when he formed the second Rat Pack. The original Rat Pack was my mind just slipped. Humphrey Bogart, Lauren McCall, Peter Lorre. Peter Lorre, the actor, used to play with Sidney Greenstreet. Let's see, who else was it? Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn. Those were the original Rat Pack, the original ones, the first founding family of the Rat Pack. And anyway, during the time of Senate subcommittee hearings and everybody being called communists, people don't know that Humphrey Bogart, Lauren McCall, Katharine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy, and others went to many people in Hollywood's aides, and they spoke up for them while the Senate subcommittee hearings went on, because those people were being dragged in, stating that they were communists. It was a witch hunt. Then later on, the second Rat Pack formed when Humphrey Bogart had passed on, and Lauren McCall started dating Frank Sinatra, and that's when the second Rat Pack formed. And but the thing was, there's a lot of Hollywood secrets that people don't even realize that was going on during that particular time with the witch hunt. Again, the witch hunt is going on today in a different format. The witch hunt is against us, the population. The witch hunt is, taking out people. I had talked to Eric Schein. I haven't talked to him for a while. Eric used to be on this broadcast, and he went through so much hell. Hell every single day trying to figure out what it was that he could do to make it past all these nightmares that they had involved. They took his property. They took his perfect personal property. They deprived him of his freedom. They had done everything you can imagine to this man because he came out and said something that was truth, and they didn't want nobody to say anything. So they made sure that he was not only mistreated, but made out to be crazy. To make him made out to be some type of bad person, vindictizing him so he would not have any rights. But the thing is that he is still fighting. It's a long battle, by the way. Long battle and a lonely one. Because, nobody's got these people's backs. Beating, once they go up before a prosecutor or go against someone, they should be looking behind them, and they got 100,000 people behind them. They'll go up before these same people and say, okay, you're going to take him on, but you got us behind him, and we're going to take you on. If we started doing that, you know how much this would clean up, and that's why Will was saying keep it local. Because if we get local and empower ourselves and sit on these city council boards and we become members of the boards and we investigate and watch what's going on and count the pennies with them and be a part of what is locally going on to the level that we have a little bit of a semblance of control, then we can stop the stuff we're talking about. We can open up an investigation of 9/11, because who's going to stop the people that are on the council, city council? Who's going to stop them when they have people on there that are 9/11 troop people that want to open up 9/11. How are they going to change the vote? If you have people open up slates for office like in New York or various states and you want to open up the investigated 9/11, you should run 9/11 candidates in that election locally. Empower them. Let them get into the council. And then when it comes down to the vote and you try to get on the platform, a position to do this and that and the other, you got the people because they're right in there. And then with those people, you got other people because those people were elected in. So you got a power base to open up something. But the channel we're going through right now is not working because what we're doing is we think we can go up and say, excuse me, I have some paper here. It says that you were bad and we want you locked up. Who are you going to give the paper to? Law enforcement's not going to look at it because they've been told about you. The judicial system's not going to look into it because they have been told about you. The press isn't going to look at it because they also got a note and they've been told about you. And so what they will do is send Little Red Riding Hood out in droves with the millions and eons of wolves, and they will do what they can to set you up because you have become problematic. John, what do you feel about these things? How do you feel about the concept of how people are being terrorized, forced into a closure where they don't have business, they don't have money in their pocket, they don't have family, because you got hidden government ops corrupting everything?
It's a takeover of our country is what it is, and it's, you know, one step at a time for everybody. And unless you're part of the clique, they just want what you've got, and they're taking it over. It's a form of, you know, compartmentalization of how to do it.
And the thing is that, how's your situation going over there? Is it getting any better with the IRS stuff?
Well, I'm waiting for a 15-day reply. They gave me a 15-day notice. It's about the 5th of the month. I had the chance to reply. I replied one way. And I'm waiting for I was instructed by an IRS clerk to reapply, so I did. And if that doesn't work, I've got to play hardball with them. I've got to beat, you know, I've got the law in my favor and all that, and I've got a crime in action, which they're part of the they're complicit with it, so they're part of the crime. And so I know I have them beat, but you know, they're just not playing fair. They want my farm, they want to put me down, and where's it all going to go? I don't know.
And see, the thing is, folks, that's happening not only to him, everybody. You know, people try to, you know, recently they're trying to take down my broadcast. They're taking, you know, trying to take down my websites, trying to do everything they can. Everything they can to remove anything that is good, has virtue around it, and that is doing something in the Patriot community to try to help the people out. Everything they can. They don't even, it's sinful. And, you know, we talk about Satanists and all these type of things and stuff, you know, and it's real. It's real out here. We're fighting a war of good and evil. And I can tell you this week, too, I had a call from someone. It was an interesting call because they were coming up with a concept they were looking into of creating real people into superheroes. You know, like the superheroes that you hear, Batman and Robin and stuff. They're putting together a program designating real people as being that. Because, see, right now you got people flying around, and I'm not meaning you're flying around in the sky. I mean they're flying around in the cars and flying around on bicycles or whatever, and they're trying to do everything they can to get the word out about all this stuff that's going on in the Patriot movement and everything else. And the thing is, they live regular high lives. You know, look at John. You know, he's a farmer. Look at me. I'm just whatever. You know, look at other people out here. They're just regular human beings just trying to make a living, just trying to survive. Will, he talks about what he does. nobody out here is, you know, in any type of extraordinary level right now. Everybody's just trying to stop by. There are people out here so sick they can't even hardly move, but they're still working on these things because they know that if they don't, there's not going to be any health care. There's not going to be any schools. There's not going to be any jobs that we know. There's not going to be any situation that people are going to be looking at somebody and say at the end of a year, when do I get my increase? There's not going to be any increase in salary. Because the way things are going right now, folks, it's going towards a situation of this global takeover that is of one mind, that the only thing we're supposed to do is be their toys. They're toys to use to modify, alter, move around, have to use for slave labor, put us in the military, put our kids in the military, have them all, you know, contaminated with radiation or whatever and stuff. That's our future. That's not theirs. And the thing is that, you know, for a minute, certain levels of this out here is still thinking that we got money. If you're making $100,000 a year, even $150,000, you're not even hitting middle class. You're not hitting middle class. Middle class today is probably about $200,000-$300,000 a year. That's middle class. You're out there with $150,000 a year. You think you're making it. You're not making it. Look how much you got to pay out. Look at your tax bracket. Look at how much income tax that you get hit with, and the taxes and all the things that you have, and you equate how much money $150 breaks down to. You're not even hardly middle class. Am I not right, John?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, as myself, we were just talking this week. I'm talking with a guy that does hay. And in the hay business, you're dealing with the farmers who have no money, so they're trying to get more money. But we've been manipulated to where we don't recognize where there really is profit. Like Will is talking about the price of hay. He was absolutely correct on that price of hay, except for one thing. The other farmers in this area, if they have to pay that price of hay, can't pay it. There's not profit enough to pay that price on the other side. So basically, we look at doing the price for no profit. And so you cut that number by a third or so, which should be our profit margin. But there is no profit margin. It's survival. So you do it for survival of hopefully there's a future. And that's how we operate.
And I'm going to tell folks another thing out here, too. People ain't all trippy to run up in those money brackets. You know, I'm talking about nobody out there. After what I saw, the thing of, I want to be extremely wealthy. That's not my trip. Mm-mm. I've seen what they've done to people out there who got money. And that can be really nasty. I'd rather do what I'm doing right now. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The things that people have done to people out here, I mean, when you even get to $150,000, $200,000 bracket, they figure out ways to manipulate and do things to you that's outrageous. And when you get to the $300,000, I had a programmer once tell me, and he said to me, telling you something that, you know, we really don't talk about, but there is a limit, cap, how much people can make. If you go over it, they come after you. And he was lying. There's a certain dollar amount per whatever you are doing. That if you go past that, that's when they start sending all these other kind of people at you. Spoofing is one thing, but these other people are another level. And there's folks out there know exactly what I'm talking about. There are people who are homeless that are homeless because they don't want to be out there. They know what's out there. These people had money at one time. They know what's out there because they experienced it, and they're hiding. One time there was a lady out here, and they thought she was a bag lady, and people just saw her down the street, and she had all these bags, and they were looking at her, and she used to be over, I think, on Grand Avenue, if I remember correctly, a lot, and they found her dead. They went through a bag, and she had about $1 million in these bags. $1 million in her bag, and you wouldn't have, if you looked at her, she looked like a raggedy bag lady. That's what they were calling her. They were calling her all kinds of names. She had $1 million in her bag. She was a Kennedy. People out here, you wouldn't believe. I met one woman downtown, and she had a whole lot of money, too, and she told me what was going on. And she told me how she was hiding and stuff because she knew some stuff that was going on. And people out here, if you knew what was going on in the upper brackets, you wouldn't be there either. You wouldn't want to be there. John, do you know anything about that?
Well, I know there's the upper clique. And I know, like, I hear the music coming.
Yeah, we're going to...
the last break, I think.
Yeah, well, not quite. But we'll be right there.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. And it's late night with Deanne, and we're talking about, you know, the levels of income and who has what. What has who? John, you want to finish your comment?
Sure. We were talking earlier today, if you remember or not, but the as these people earn big money and they don't earn it virtuously, they have karmic debt. We have a gentleman in the area who was a own large sawmill situation. the retail of wood and lumber and, you know, building products. He's worth over $15 million, and he controlled the sale of it because other Lowe's was coming in the area, and so he sold off his stores. And when it gets said and done, he has two children that are like mongoloid. We have another gentleman that was part of Ag and Markets that helped orchestrate the shutdown and the generation of the WTO in our area. His daughter was just going to college, and she ended up dying in a car accident. There's about three others that I can think of in the area right off the hand. I can't think of them. But anyhow, as these people generate large money, and they have to be part of the clique, and they just happen to be the ones that be in the right place at the right time to get the big land sales that are big money, and no one else seems to come up with those types of land sales. So it's all orchestrated, and they're all part of the, you know, even though we're like little townships, we have big Masonic lodges in our area, I'd say. For a little township, you have a something almost the size of a church that's a Masonic lodge. And, you know, I don't see a lot of activity there, but at the same time, the factions of the old guy that lived beside the Masonic Lodge, ran an old TV shop, all of a sudden he seems to have a multi-million dollar retirement fund, and it's used for the library, it's used for this, and it's, they always throw his name in the ring that, oh, we're using his money that he did, and it's millions of dollars, and it's coming from nowhere. You know, this guy had an old TV shop. He didn't have millions of dollars. And but they somehow orchestrate this generation of WTO money. And, you know, it's like you say, yeah, there's a limit, there's a control factor, and there's some people that just seem to be in the control. You know, a lot of them are the lawyers of the area. It's just like last week, the governor of New York, Spitzer, earns $175,000 a year, but there was a gentleman that works in New York City. He's a professor at the New York City Houston University on nanoscience, and he got a raise of $166,000 per year, so he's making like $750,000 per year now. He's in the realm of they need him for that business, and they gave him the big raise, and they're flaunting it. They're showing. He's out showing what he can do. And but do we have stem cell growth and stuff? Oh, absolutely. You know, that shows the nanotechnology. He's doing whatever he wants to do as the government wants him to do. And so he gets rewarded.
It's amazing. And the thing is that if he does something that makes somebody mad,
well, he'll be dead.
He'll go away.
Well, it's just like in Sharon in Israel. You know, he was poisoned. They said he had a stroke or heart attack. They have one of the highest structures of aircraft and all that kind of stuff and army situation. He's 100 some miles away from the hospital. They chopper him in? No, they take their time and drive him in. I don't even know if did they ever announce that he finally died or
no,
they keep him as a vegetable or what?
Haven't heard anything. And it's just like right out here, we have a Cook County commissioner that was formerly in, and he got sick and went and had a stroke or something like that. No word, nothing. Don't know what's going on with these people. They just vanished.
Stepped on the wrong toes. Well,
we'll be right back.
No, well, we won't. That's it.
Not according to my clock, is it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
it is. Good night, folks.
Hey, don't forget, God loves y'all.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
It's true.